Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes?
Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
We go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. It's Menigan in for Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps. This man covers the Browns for the Chronicle Telegram. You can read all of his work at brownzone.com. He's Mr. Scott Petrak. Hi, Scott.
What's going on, guys?
So have you relaxed for a couple of weeks, or do the hits just keep on coming?
Relaxed the last couple of days. But, you know, you get season wrap-up stuff I'm actually still working on. You get offensive coordinator search and hire. There's always something going on.
Isn't that the truth? Let's start with playoff games over the weekend. I'm sure you caught some, if not all of it. It left you thinking what about the Cleveland Browns?
Yeah, I caught all of them. It's a great question. I mean, it always starts with the quarterback for me. And you look at the teams left and, you know, three probably great quarterbacks. And I don't know where you want to put Jalen Hurts in that discussion, but pretty good quarterback, certainly. I also thought that, you know, we talk a lot about the run game, right? And we always have, especially with you, Jeff. And you saw it a lot, right?
Thank you, Scott.
Yeah, I pay attention. And you saw it show up a bunch in these playoffs. And Part of it was weather-related, but not all of it. And that stuck out to me. And I don't know if you have – I don't think you have to become a – run first, you know, you're going to run it 35 times a game, but it helps. And if you have an elite run game, it travels, it helps you stay in game, all the things we've known for a long time. But as we also see, having that unbelievable quarterback who can make the play in the fourth quarter and on third down is also probably a bigger deal breaker than just having a strong run game.
The thing with it too, Scott, and especially the Philly part, I watched Philly and I thought to myself, maybe this Browns team is not as far away as we all think. And you can kind of see where you've, you know, seen the breadcrumbs of Myles Garrett and everything else that's come out of what he is thinking as well. And just with watching that Philly team, it's like, I could see the Browns doing this, where it's you've got this beefed up offensive line, maybe get a little younger on defense, get a little more speed in the offseason slash draft, and roll it back and just see where this takes you with a veteran quarterback that doesn't turn the ball over, and see where this thing takes you. Do you see that as a possible way that this can go, that's a realistic, let's say, playoff team?
Yeah, it's interesting. I do think that the Browns can be a playoff team next year if they figure out quarterback and all the other offensive, mainly offensive issues that they had this year. Philly's an interesting comparison because obviously, Andrew Berry spent some time there. He considers Howie Roseman, the GM, a mentor. Now, Philly's got an unbelievable roster. So I don't know if it's, you know, I see the play style comparison. And I thought about the Browns offensive line when I was watching the Eagles offensive line. And I think at one point the Browns might have been close to that. Now guys are getting older, so I think – but if you get maybe an elite left tackle, it reshapes how you think about that line. But I get where you're going. I just think the Eagles have such a solid roster. And It's up front defensively. It's up front offensively. They got two studs at receiver. And obviously, they're the big-time running back. So the Browns could go that way, but it's not only the offensive line. They would have to figure out the running back room. And who knows if Nick Chubb comes back? Who knows if he does come back, if he's the same player? So in order to get there where, you know, the Eagles are from a run game perspective, to me, it starts as finding the running back. And I don't know if the Browns have that guy right now. For years, you knew it was Nick Chubb, but I think that's a big question mark now.
It's funny, you went right to what I was going to ask you about. I think they have to upgrade the position. You better go find another running back. You have Kareem Hunt in Kansas City, who was their money guy down the stretch, you know, in their game. Kareem did a terrific job. I would think, based on what you've seen in the league this year, it's supposed to be a great running back draft. That's yeah. Great. But you've seen so many guys who switch teams, veterans, who were really impactful with their new team. Scott, I wouldn't be stunned to see the team go out and draft somebody pretty high and bring in a vet.
Yeah, I'm with you, Jeff. Now, I don't think they pay big money for veterans.
I would agree with that, yeah.
Yeah, I just don't think that's their philosophy. But there's usually, and I know maybe we see a complete shift, but I just don't think we will. I think you'll see the top two or three guys on the free agent market get good money, like you saw from Saquon, like you saw from Josh Jacobs. But once you get to, you know, your sixth, seventh guy, I mean, Kareem wasn't on the Chiefs when the season started. So there's guys that you can get that I think are going to be relatively cheap, and you can get that guy. And again, I don't know where Nick Chubb fits in this discussion.
And that's tough, isn't
guy,
it? It's really
yeah,
tough.
It is. I mean, is he that extra guy you just have? Or is he the veteran that you bring back and hope he's a guy and then draft somebody else? But I certainly think the Browns will draft somebody, and then I think it gets a little foggier when we talk about how they address the position from a veteran standpoint.
Scott Petrak, Chronicle Telegram. Also, you can read him at brownzone.com. Joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. All right, Scott, what does Tommy Rees bring to the table for the Browns? Because I saw this hiring and I went, okay, a lot of people think he's smart. Nick Saban sings all of his praises, all that kind of stuff. But he was also a part of one of the most inept offenses I've ever watched in my life.
Yeah, that's fair. And I think if you're asking that question, if fans are asking that question, I certainly understand that. I don't think it necessarily, and it didn't, should have kept the Browns from promoting him just because he was a part of the league's worst offense. Yeah, especially, I mean, all you have to do is look at the scoring stand, you know, the scoring numbers, and there's a bunch of other stats to point you to say that they were the worst offense in the league. So I get that maybe skepticism about the hire, but I do believe that he's a really smart guy, and as Kevin Stefanski said, has a brilliant football mind, or however you phrased it. And I like, for a guy that's not super experienced, 32 years old, only 2 years in the NFL, as a coach, he was a quarterback at Notre Dame. I think that means something. He was a coordinator at Notre Dame. He's a coordinator at Alabama for the best, you know, college football coach maybe ever in Nick Saban. I do think those things matter. Kevin Stefanski had him in the building for a year. If he didn't like him or he didn't think he was ready, he wouldn't have promoted him. So maybe there's a part of it that they didn't want to see him leave, and they knew that there would potentially be other opportunities, whether it was in college, you know, he interviewed for the North Carolina job that went to Belichick, whether it was Mike Vrabel coming after him, whatever that scenario was. I don't think they just promoted him to keep him from going somewhere else. I think they really like him. They think he's got a bright future. Kevin Stefanski probably thinks he's going to be a future head coach. So if you have this guy in your building and you think he is a legitimate up-and-comer, like we see across the league, then it makes sense to keep him around. It makes sense to promote him. And there doesn't have to be a lot of pressure on Rees, because Kevin Stefanski can call the plays. Kevin Stefanski can help. If I assume they're going to go back to a Kevin Stefanski scheme, you know, for lack of a better term, that we saw early in his tenure with the Browns. So Rees will have a partner to help him go through that and help him construct this system. So I think that all helps. And you know, would it have, could have you gone and hired Daryl Bevel and thought, okay, this guy's been to Super Bowls? I understand why that would be more attractive from the outside looking in, but I think you have to trust the Browns and Kevin Stefanski to say, hey, you know, Kevin Stefanski's under pressure. He knows he needs to fix this offense. If he didn't trust Tommy Rees, then I don't think he makes that hire.
Do you think, and I don't have a gut feeling on this one, do you think Rees was the hire for Stefanski because Kevin thinks that Rees can come in and do what it is Kevin wants to have done? Or do you think that Rees was the hire because Kevin thought, man, I really like some of this guy's concepts and I can't wait to see what he does with his offense?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think it's more the first. I assume that they're going to go back to more of a run, not run first, run heavier, the wide zone scheme, play action passing.
What we saw from Kevin when Alex Van Pelt was the OC.
Yeah, okay. And before Deshaun Watson got here.
Yep.
And they started to change philosophically to cater to what they thought Watson did best. And Tommy Rees has a history of doing that. Like, he had run-heavy schemes at Notre Dame and Alabama where he had two tight ends on the field, what we've seen Kevin Stefanski do. So I think that fits. I also think you do have some of that college influence that they really chased last year when they remade their coaching staff. It was part of that was Ken Dorsey in the spread, and part of it was Tommy Rees coming aboard. And I do believe that Kevin Stefanski appreciates new concepts, and he is trying to expand, and he knows that you can't just run it back with the offense you had 5 years ago. That doesn't work in this league anymore. So he's trying to, I think, recapture some of that past while modernizing it enough that it's not the same offense that they ran in 2020, and there are new wrinkles, and maybe that's not going back to complete wide zone, and there's more gap scheme, or whatever those technicalities are. And maybe Tommy Rees is the best combination of, yes, old school, but has some of the new college ideas as well.
I mean, my big thing, Scott, more than anything, is I wonder if Kevin Stefanski watched, and I know this is a bad year to make this comparison, but hang with me, watched the San Francisco 49ers with Brock Purdy and saw how they brought in motion and they brought in spread concepts and they did all of that stuff while still remaining somewhat loyal to wide zone while working their way around to everything else as well, and thought to himself, I want that. That's what I'm looking for. How can I take what I know works and can work best and work in modern concepts to make life easier for my quarterback? And that's why I wonder if Tommy Rees makes a whole lot of sense, because that's what you've seen throughout the college game, is that ability to basically give your quarterback a lot of indicators. Hey, is it man? Is it zone? Give him easy throws along the way. And that's the part of it that I'm with you, where it's like, okay, this makes sense. That's what Tommy Rees can do. Maybe we see that find its way into Cleveland. And if so, it's successful.
Yeah, I think that's certainly part of it. And I mean, I think Kevin Stefanski can figure that stuff out on his own. You know, if he's going to sit here the entire offseason and think about how they want the offense to look, and it'll be him and Tommy Rees and whoever else on the staff. But like, Kevin Stefanski has his own ideas, and he watches film of everybody. And, you know, whether or not he believes in motion as much as some other coaches do, I think that we can have that discussion, because we didn't see it a ton last year, and maybe that was the quarterback wasn't ready to handle all the motions, or maybe it was Kevin Dorsey didn't believe in all that, or whatever that might be. But I think Kevin Stefanski can do that himself, but he's also the head coach, so he's got a million other responsibilities, and he needs somebody he can trust and work with. And, yeah, I think Tommy Rees brings some of those elements from college, which makes it that much more beneficial, you know, when you're trying to, quote-unquote, reshape their offense, like Kevin Stefanski said.
Scott, thank you, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.